Howard's End by E.M. Forster. Narrated by Stephen Crossley. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. One may as well begin with Helen's letters to her sister. Howard's End, Tuesday. Dearest Meg, it isn't going to be what we expected. It is old and little and altogether delightful. Red brick. We can scarcely pack in as it is, and the dear knows what will happen when Paul, younger son, arrives tomorrow. From hall, you go right or left into dining room or drawing room. Hall itself is practically a room. You open another door in it, and there are the stairs going up in a sort of tunnel to the first floor. Three bedrooms in a row there, and three attics in a row above. That isn't all the house, really, but it's all that one notices. Nine windows as you look up from the front garden. Then there's a very big witch elm, to the left as you look up, leaning a little over the house and standing on the boundary between the garden and the meadow. I quite love that tree already. Also ordinary elms, oaks, no nastier than ordinary oaks, pear trees, apple trees, and a vine. No silver birches, though. However, I must get on to my host and hostess. I only wanted to show that it isn't at least what we expected. Why did we settle that their house would be all gables and wiggles and the garden all gamboge-coloured paths? I believe simply because we associate them with expensive hotels. Mrs. Wilcox trailing in beautiful dresses down long corridors, Mr. Wilcox bullying porters, etc. We females are that unjust. I shall be back Saturday. We'll let you know train later. They are as angry as I am that you did not come too. Really, Tibby is too tiresome. He starts a new mortal disease every month. How could he have got hay fever in London? And even if he could, it seems hard that you should give up a visit to hear a schoolboy sneeze. Tell him that Charles Wilcox, the son who is here, has hay fever too, but he's brave and gets quite cross when we inquire after it. Men like Wilcox's would do Tibby a power of good. But you won't agree, and I'd better change the subject. This long letter is because I'm writing before breakfast. Oh, the beautiful vine leaves! The house is covered with a vine. I looked out earlier, and Mrs. Wilcox was already in the garden. She evidently loves it. No wonder she sometimes looks tired. She was watching the large red poppies come out. Then she walked off the lawn to the meadow.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?